Locker room chats continuing here this week on KNZA 103.9. I'm Brandon Tabman. Now time to talk about the Troy Trojans, joined by the head football coach, Derek Jasper, presented by Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. Coach, very good Jackson Heights team you saw a week ago. Cobras get the win 48-12. It was certainly a key district matchup, but your team now getting ready to bounce back for the final two games of the regular season. But again, just last week, what'd you see on tape and just kind of the overall takeaway from that game at Jackson Heights?
Yeah, you know, pretty embarrassing performance by us. You know, we can live with those things. You know, you don't play well, you don't play well. I thought we'd taken a couple steps forward, and then last week I thought we took a definite step backwards. But, you know, on top of that, a little bit embarrassed by, you know, the way we represented our school and our football program. You know, some nights those things happen, but we've kind of had a motto to control what we can control, and we didn't do that very well the other night. So kind of overshadowed a great performance by Jackson Heights. I thought, man, their O-line and D-line just dominated the football game, and it was just hard to get anything going for us in the run game, and then we couldn't stop their run. So a great performance by them. I think their quarterback got dinged up early in the game, and that seemed to make them even better because then they had got some other people involved and kind of ruined what we had prepared for all week, you know, kind of took him out of the game a little bit, and they started running other people and running right at it. You know, that's our weakness. We haven't been able to stop running plays inside the tackles. They even got a couple outside nice runs on us, and we couldn't get out of our own way offensively. I think we talked last week about penalties and turnovers, and obviously there was penalties. Everybody knows about that. But the three turnovers we had were pretty costly. One on the first drive, a tip ball interception that might have been a big play, and then a fumble at midfield, you know, on a play where we've run 100 times probably in practice, this, you know, this week and this year, and just an unforced fumble. So just couldn't get out of our way, and it ended up leading to a bad night. But, man, credit to Jackson Heights. I thought they bounced back from their loss very well, and their O-line and D-line were just outstanding.
Now you get a chance to kind of reset and get set for, obviously, Onega this week and then Riverside next week, which are huge district games, and we'll kind of talk about that momentarily. But, you know, it was tough in the first half. You trailed 22-0, but then you come out, and you again mentioned you just couldn't really get the stops, but you were able to put together a couple of touchdown drives. I know Gannon Bowe had that rushing touchdown. You converted on a big fourth down play that led to that first touchdown. Alex Deshaun got involved a little bit with a touchdown reception. So even when things aren't great, for the most part, it has to at least be a little bit encouraging that you can put some things on tape, you know, that you can kind of build on going into that next week's game.
Yeah, and, you know, we're playing some young and inexperienced people right now, and Gannon probably had one of his, you know, he was a little bit off that night, but, man, they were getting pressure on him. They were getting some heat, made a couple of his throws a little bit high. That's what led to, you know, one of those interceptions. But he's still growing and learning also, and we have to keep bringing those guys along, you know, that aren't seniors because, you know, they're kind of the future of our program. And, yeah, I thought we did have some chances offensively, like even down 8-0. We missed out on an opportunity to answer a score. 14-0, you know, we have the fumble at midfield and just couldn't get out of our own way, and then we couldn't stop them either, so we were going to have to score some points, and we were just a little bit out of sync all the way around for everything that night, and it happens, and if you learn from it, it's one thing, but if you don't learn from it as kind of a life lesson also, then it did us no good.
Troy back at home this week, taking on the Onega Buffaloes, a TVL matchup, also a key district matchup. We'll talk about that when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue our Troy Locker Room chat this week on KNZA. Brandon Tabman, Trojans head football coach Derek Jasper joining us, brought to you by Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. Well, you turn around, you got to put that Jackson Heights game behind you, get set for the final 2 weeks of the regular season, which ultimately will determine what it will look like for your team come playoff time, and it's a huge game this week, starting with the Onega Buffaloes, who are 1-5. You know, you take a look at them, and it's just been kind of a down year for them. They've been trying to find some identity. You know, they've got a lone win, but that was against Kickapoo Nation a few weeks ago, a non-sanctioned school. Of course, Christ Prep, their recent game, another non-Cassia sanctioned school. So it's just been kind of an interesting year for the Onega Buffaloes, but they've also played the likes of Centralia and Valley Heights, so they are certainly tested in that regard. What stands out about this team when you watch them on film?
Yeah, it's just another team that's kind of our kryptonite, a big physical, run right at you team. And I don't know how we're going to stop them. They're going to run the football right at us, and they're going to probably use all four downs to get 10 yards. And, both teams are probably struggling a little bit, right now. They've got some kids injured. We've got some kids injured. It's going to be a great game. And I told our kids, we haven't really had a close game yet. We've either won by 20 in our two wins, or we've lost by over 20 in our four losses. So how are we going to handle a close game in the fourth quarter, which is what I think we were going to get Friday night? And are we going to be able to, stand up there in the pressure when the game's on the line? We haven't really had a game on the line in the fourth quarter yet, so to speak. So, going to be hard to stop them. I just don't know. They're going to line up and run right at us, and they're very big and very physical. So our kids are going to have to certainly improve on, what happened last Friday night in the trenches. We're going to have to strengthen up there the best we can and battle the best we can in the trenches, or we will not be able to come out on top.
You mentioned the non-strength. Teams certainly see it on film and they just go right at you. That seems to be a spot where you guys have struggled, as you mentioned. So in regards to prepping for a team that that's what they're probably going to do, do you put an extra lineman down? Do you switch up personnel? I mean, what can you do? It's hard when the numbers are down and you got some banged up players, but how do you kind of work around that?
Yeah, and we'll try to stack the box as much as we can, but we're just a little limited on the D-line right now. So we just got to hope we can come up and tackle, and, it's their backs are big and physical, so, hopefully we can get more than one person there to help with that tackle. But we gotta just man up and stop the run, and we need to be able to run the ball a little bit too. And I don't know how we can really run it between the tackles against them because they are big there, but we've got to do that. We couldn't do that last week at all, and then it makes your offense so one-dimensional that people, when they know you're going to pass, it's hard to complete passes then. So I guess, we just got to suck it up and see what we can do in the trenches and really, play as tough as we can, play as physical as we can, and just play as hard and big as we can in there and see if we can cause some things to happen for us. It's going to be a tough, tough game, and you're going to have some bruises and some scars probably after this one.
Trojans head coach Derek Jasper joining us. Troy back at home taking on the Buffaloes of Onega in a Class 1A District 4 matchup, crucial here in the second last week of the regular season. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck Friday night. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a bunch, Brandon.